Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The following are high school basketball scores for this evening, March the 11th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. There were not any games for the boys in our area tonight, but for the girls' teams, we had Cass City with 54 face off against Sandusky with 30 points, and Kingston had 47 overcoming Deckerville with 43. Cass City and Kingston will be moving on as the final two girls' teams for the WLEW and WHST listening area. And for a full look at your sports scores and stories, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, over the last few months, the Grant Township Board of Supervisors has been busy dealing with a variety of green energy matters. The board decided that the township zoning administrator should receive an extra $1,000 for dealing with each solar, battery, and wind application for a site permit. It was also decided that the zoning administrator would receive an extra $500 for each substation and gravel pit application for a site permit. Those actions were taken because the township is dealing with a variety of green energy projects that all require additional paperwork. Also, Andrew Carty from APA Power was at a recent meeting to introduce himself as the contact person for the project that is currently being done in the township. That power company develops, owns, and operates utility-scale energy storage and hybrid renewable energy projects to reduce the use of fossil fuels, and has over 22 gigawatt utility-scale energy storage and hybrid renewable energy projects currently in development. The township also hired the Spicer Group to work with them on the battery energy storage system, which is a large-scale battery storage system for electricity when it is needed. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey Joe, working again? Retirement was boring, huh?
Not boring. Expensive. Food, medicine, rent. Social Security just isn't enough.
I know, and that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging.
Free? I'm going to BenefitsCheckup.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning to your news for the hour now, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday, March the 12th, in the Purdy Buildings Boardroom at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to approve a request to use the courthouse lawn for an upcoming special event, approve a new hire for the magistrate, as well as discuss the possibility of a resolution honoring Commander Sergeant Major Terry P. Richardson for receiving a Medal of Honor. The meeting can be attended virtually by Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions there. And in other news for today, some technology upgrades were done by the Grant Township Board of Trustees. Approval was given by the Township Trustee Board to purchase a new laptop computer with Windows 11 at a cost not to exceed $1,500. The computer will be dedicated to the use of administration of elections as required by state law. Also, approval was given to purchase one Adobe Acrobat Pro business license at the rate of $24 per month. The township's website will even be upgraded, as the board also hired a company to upgrade the township's website and make it Americans with Disabilities Act compliant. The charge for that service is $1,000 and an additional $100 per month to do updates on the site. The new website is expected to be operational sometime in April. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, March 11th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.